And there's no try. There is only do.
What are you, Yoda?
You're listening to the Sports Junkie Radio Network. JoeBucksFan.com presents Bucks Game Day.
Inside the 10, 3, 2, 1, dive! Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
With Ozzy, the Sports Junkie.
You're into that.
Insight and insanity.
Silly man, hope I never get back in there. I will kick your
all from the mind of Ozzy the Sports Junkie.
Let's get this party started. How you feeling?
What is up, Ozzy the Sports Junkie? Back on the Joe Buck Fan Podcast. We heard people. But what a week behind us, and what a weekend in front of us. I don't know about you. Thursday night games throw my entire world off. I don't know what day it is. I don't know how old I am. I don't know what planet I'm on, what state I'm in. I like my Sunday football. Better than that, I like my Bucks to win. They got it done in Carolina. I'll take a little look back at that. But more importantly, look forward to a matchup against the Giants on Sunday looms at 4 o'clock, and how sweet is that? A, to be a 4 o'clock primetime, in my eyes, primetime. Screw 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on a Sunday is too late. I don't know if I've broken down my whole primetime, how the NFL pretty much sold their soul out and ruined Monday Night Football forever by whoring out that Sunday Night Football game. I'm not a fan of it. Not a fan of a lot of things, but I am a fan of this Buccaneers start. Could be 2-0 right now. As I mentioned, in years gone past, that play in Carolina where McCaffrey takes the little wildcat around the end, despite a horrible game by Clam Newton, that was a touchdown the last 5 to 10 years. No question, no doubt about it. This team's got a different feel to it, and I'm not just saying that through pewter-colored glasses. I was going to open the show with saying, well, the biggest game in years. Well, you don't have to look too far. Last year, folks, we were 2-0, heading into a Monday Night Football game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, which, well, it's where Fitzpatrick pretty much turned back into a pumpkin. Despite leading a second-half charge, could have actually won the game, if you'll recall. All-around bad guy and horrible person, DeSean Jackson, future Hall of Famer, ran a punt back that was a touchdown that would have, at the time, gave him the lead. But we ran his ass out of time. We don't need that kind of riffraff on this Buccaneer team. So, but that's old news. I'm not digging up old bodies. Let's let the bodies of the past rot. Speaking of which, maybe all that rotten, horrible, the Kyle Brinzes, the George Johnsons, the J.R. Sweezies. I mean, the list goes on and on. The Chris Baker from Washington. I mean, just the endless list of horrible free agents, bad draft picks that as Buccaneer fans we've suffered through for a long time. Let's face it, for the last decade almost. Well, my God, I think some of them are coming home to roost now with that defensive backfield playing pretty much lights out. 2 touchdowns in 2 games. This is about as good as it gets. Look at Miami. What's going on down there? Maybe we'll touch on that. Maybe not. I don't know what, not sure what to make of that, but quite honestly, it's not our problem. We got bigger fish to fry, and they're headed into Ray J, 4 o'clock on. So we'll get into the whole breakdown of the Bucks and Giants. Defense playing well, running game going. Hey, Jameis even looking, well, he's looking like a quarterback that can maybe be, I'm not going to say dummy downed, even though that expression was thrown around by alleged bigger minds than myself. But don't tell me they're not going to dummy down that offense. And I love that's why you got to love Joe Bucks fan. Not only do they have 24/7 anything Buccaneers that comes across the wire or no wire, they're on top of it. The two Joes are just scanning the globe. Anything Buccaneer or Buccaneer related, they're on top of it. I was on Pharrell's show. They called to tell me I was on Pharrell's show before I was on Pharrell's show. At any rate, had a great picture from Carolina of one Byron Leftwich. Well, let's just say screaming in the face of Jameis, and also Arians up on the other side of him. So if that's coaching, if that's what it's going to take, look, there was some fodder going through the internet about just go ahead and pay him. Let's just get the $30 million a year, 5 year, 150, whatever it's going to take. I'm not rewarding this guy because he didn't throw 3 interceptions on Sunday, people. Let's get a hold of ourselves, because the same people who want to crucify me when he shit all over the field opening day and cost everyone a miserable opening day and want to tell me, hey, man, it's just one game, dude. Calm your... Why are you such a hater? It's one game. It's one game. Well, first of all, it's not one game. It's 5 years. I will throw then back at your face, it's one game. He didn't blow the game, but it sure as hell ain't worth $150 million. Got to get O.J. Howard in the mix, too. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on there. Good to see the Buccaneers winning and playing well, and good to see this. Some guys, well, weapons haven't even been drawn out of the sheath yet as we... somebody's at the door. Come on in. I'm like, it's my good buddy Gopher Greg. How are you, my man?
Good. How you doing, Ozzy? I was listening to what you were saying, and I actually agree with almost everything you were saying.
Nice. You were listening to the podcast and just stopped in, huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I just stopped in.
Amazing how that. Wait a second. If you were listening to, I've gone cross-eyed. At any rate, you're about as big a Buccaneer fan as I am. What do you make of the 1-1 start? Could be 2-1, or should be 2-0. Could be 0-2.
Yeah, exactly. Could be 0-2. It could go either way.
And, you know, I started thinking about it since the, you know, the hangover of good hangover of the win in Carolina. It sure it's a big game, but yeah, they were 2-0 on a Monday night, going into a Monday Night Football game against Pittsburgh last year, and it was a blowout. We got to see the real Fitzmagic kind of turn back into a pumpkin, and as predicted, I had to see it for my own eyes. And we quickly realized, well, the season wasn't going anywhere. And then the next week, I think they went to Chicago, and the season was basically over then. This is a bird of a different feather. It's a team that's ready to turn the corner, man. I can guarded optimism all preseason, Greg. But there's talent. The front three, well, the two of the three with Vay and Sue. And more importantly, the defensive backs with MJ Stewart, Carlton Davis, Whitehead playing his ass off. Vernon Hargrave is just on another level. I think finally some of these draft picks are coming home to roost. And man, if it didn't bear repeating, and sometimes I don't believe this, but I'm a believer. I've always was, but sometimes you need a kick in the head. Coaching is such a huge factor in sports.
Oh my gosh, the coaching is completely different. And I feel, and because of that, I feel more comfortable 1-1 than I do with when it was 2-0 going into, you know, going at home against Pittsburgh last year. I mean, just because of the coaching is just so much better. And I have to agree with you as far as Jameis. You can't give this guy any gold stars just because he didn't lose the game. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah, he made some great passes. He made a great pass to Godwin. But the thing is he looking for other, like you said, is he looking for receivers like OJ? Yeah, I haven't really seen that. But then again, maybe they're not doing that, and they're running the ball a lot better. And I do like the two-headed monster of Peyton Barber and Rojo. So we'll see what happens. And I think this is a perfect scenario. They got 10 days off. They're playing at home. This is the first. We won't be playing another home game until November, I think.
November 11th will be the next home game against the Arizona Cardinals come calling. I mean, we'll be having the Christmas decorations up by the next time we're talking about a Buccaneer Road home game. It's incredible. Okay. But what I do like is they've got some 4 o'clock matchups. So we're not thrown into that 1 o'clock cooker,
right,
be it figuratively or temperature wise. I just like a 4 o'clock start personally. I love a 1 o'clock start as well. I think they go out to LA. We'll look at the schedule, but we can't overlook the Giants. The Giants are always going to be a great team. Saquon Barkley, maybe the premier running back in the league. We'll really see how that Bucs run defense is on Sunday.
And the Bucs don't really do well against rookie quarterback, or not rookie quarterback.
He's a true rookie. It's his first start.
And it's his first start. So, and they have a history of not doing very well against those quarterbacks. So we'll see what happens. But I think with Bowles there, I think he can expose this guy.
I think he can too. Boy, it's hard to believe. Eli Manning, 15 years in the league.
Yeah.
Two rings. People want to argue he's a Hall of Famer. Get the hell out of here. Are you crazy? 15 years and two Super Bowl rings in New York?
Yeah.
Waive the 5 years. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why there's such hate for this guy. Why? Because he's got a Southern boy, got a bit of a hayseed, like his brother wasn't?
He's Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
He's slam dunk.
One Super Bowl tends to get guys in. And I mean, New York Giants.
What's his name from the Rams and the Cardinals?
Jim Everett?
No, the quarterback.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're right.
Kurt Warner got into the Hall of Fame.
Well, he played in two Super Bowls with two
different teams. He played in two Super Bowls, but he only won one.
You're right. He had a very short career compared to
Eli. What about Terrell Davis? He got into the, you know, and he had a very, now he won two Super Bowls, but he had a very short career.
Oddly enough, you mentioned Kurt Warner. He went to New York or to back up Eli and wound up starting some games. And then when the Giants released him, they said, well, that's pretty much the end of his days.
Right.
Then he went to the Cardinals, I believe. Or do I have that wrong? Huh.
I think he went to Oakland, too.
And now you're just off the map. Have you been drinking?
Well, yeah.
And who the fuck did?
Who would have thunk
tea.
That you...
I've been drinking tea.
No, I don't think you went to Oakland. I think you're getting Carson Palmer mixed, thrown into the mix of Carolina Cardinal quarterbacks.
I with you.
Well, be that as it may, I know that he was
it
on the Giants. Just as the Buccaneers have trouble sometimes with rookie quarterbacks. Don't forget, Greg, this is a team that's made very rich men out of Case Keenum, out of Nick Foles. I mean, guys who are just backups who came... Kirk Cousins can thank everything. Penny has. To a Sunday
but
afternoon.
It was a different defense.
Absolutely a different defense. This defense hasn't scared anybody. And all the names I just mentioned were in the last decade. This defense is different, man. And I'm just, we'll see. Maybe I have a different thought in 2 weeks from now. And isn't it amazing? The ire, the hatred, the venom, the spite for the Buccaneers, for Jameis Winston directly after week one, after he personally lost the game. He personally lost the game. By giving the Niners the ball at the 5-yard line and practically escorting him then into the end zone, and now 2 weeks later, the same people want to give him a $30 million. Why make him wait? These same people, you remember somebody?
No,
I won't mention names. No. Tom Jones, who said, you know, why give Josh Freeman the kind of stress that he's going to endure during the season? Just give him his $120 million. Can you imagine, Greg? Can you imagine giving Josh Freeman? And I'm a big Freeman guy, but when he went south, he went like past Satan. Going 100 miles an hour. He went south, hell in a handbag, baby. So I'm not giving Jameis a penny.
He's got to improve as the season goes on.
And be consistent. Not making bonehead moves.
And not.
Let's face it. You saw the Carolina game. The first half was pretty ugly. He was overthrowing. Cam Newton was overthrowing, underthrowing. But as the game went on and on, Newton got wilder. Winston tightened up, whether that was coaching, whether it was handing the ball off. It was a sloppy night. I'm not going to make excuses for anybody. Hey, man, a win is a win, and I'll take it. And I'll support a Bucs player who plays well and improves.
I would have Winston than Newton right now.
I could put a gun to your head. It would be a tough call. At least you wouldn't have to look at that Endora meets Prince getup. What the fuck is he wearing, man? I mean, his teammates. You imagine losing a game. You and I are on the same team. We're losing a game, and I'm pissed off. We just lost. Now I got to go home. We're going to have a shitty week. The coaches are pissed. I got to go answer 8,000 questions from every media and every jerk off on my way home. And there's my clown quarterback who just pretty much lost interest in the game, putting on this getup that, I mean, a gay guy on acid's going, what the fuck are you on? That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. And he just is, he's pretty much a parody of himself at this point. Since the Super Bowl, this guy's career has gone like a DC-10 in 1979 in Chicago, right? It's out of O'Hare, flipped upside down into the ground. So, I don't know if I put a gun to my head. I guess I'd finish the season out with Cam Newton right now, but maybe not for long. He's not he showed his colors in that Super Bowl, didn't he? Crying on the sidelines.
Right.
So, well, you know, some of that's their problem. And, you know, I was reading on Joe Bucks Fan, Joe making mention that Jalen Hurts out there, who's probably poised for a Heisman, if not a national championship, he's going to be the first quarterback taken. And I don't care if you give Winston a 5-year deal. I'd still take Jalen Hurts to have him in the holster because we all know. Those 5-year extensions, Greg, ask Case Keenum how his 5-year in Denver went. He's currently on the Redskins. You keep the money. You keep the signing bonus. If we don't like you, you're gone, and that contract means nothing. You draft Jalen Hurts. There's no way you pass on him. Because you know something, Greg? The average shelf life of an NFL quarterback is 5 to 7 years. He's in year 5!
Yeah, but he probably won't be there when the Bucks have their pick.
Well, I'd hope not because of that would mean they're winning games. So, boy, he would look great though in a Buccaneer uniform. He really would.
I'm sure there's a lot of teams that would say that right now.
I saw the Clemson kid, the big throwing blondie.
Oh, I can't remember.
So I'm watching the Clemson game, Greg, with that big 7'8" quarterback they got. Sure, they beat the shit out of whoever they're playing last Saturday, but he's a little erratic at times with the ball. I just don't know. The smaller quarterback that this league is tending to kind of go towards now, the big armed Vinny Testaverde guys, You just don't see it. This team doesn't have time to bring in another guy and wait for him to mature. Can you catch lightning in a bottle with a quarterback like that? I don't know. If I had the answers, you know, I'd be a richer guy. And so would you.
Where does Hurst go to school again?
Dick Hurst? He goes to Oklahoma by way of Alabama. Man. He already has a national championship on the shelf. Right. How bizarre is that? Here's a guy, Greg. Oh, by the way, Gopher Greg joining me. Ozzie the Sports Junkie is my handle. He goes by Gopher Greg, hence a University of Minnesota Gopher. Big shout out to Styles G. White, friend of the show, also a Gopher. See, I met a Gopher through a Gopher. Maybe we'll get Styles on. I can disappoint him once again.
Yeah.
I did promise too much, didn't I? He was very cool. By the end of the night, everybody was shits and giggles, baby. Hugs and kisses on the way out the door, and we shall party once again. And who knows? Styles runs a very popular bar up in St. Petersburg, right next to a place called McDinton's. Yards of Ale. I'll go ahead and name it. Yards of Ale. Go in there. Yards of Ale. I'll go ahead and name it. Yards of Ale. Go in there. Tell him. Go say hi to Styles G. White and tell him Ozzie the Sports Junkie sent you. And he'll say that he disappointed you as well.
And then go over to Styles White and then go over to him and say Ski You Ma. And he'll know what that
is. Oh, that's dynamite. Ski You Ma, which is gopher.
Yeah.
It's gopher ease.
Yep.
Kind of like war gopher.
Yeah.
So, already looking ahead to next year's draft. I guess I'll slow my roll on that. I need to get an update on a Blaine Gabbert. I'm sorry, Greg. I'm not believing that injury whatsoever. I saw him go down. Everyone saw him go down. He grabbed his wrist, and you could see he was in immediate traumatic pain. Now, how they switched that to a dislocated shoulder, I don't know why they would lie about it. All right, let's get back on football. So the Giants come calling this Sunday, a 4:00 start against a rookie quarterback out of Duke. The Giants took a lot of heat for drafting. And I don't know where you're sitting, Greg. This is a team that's had a pretty successful rate of play over the last 100 years.
Absolutely.
I mean, anybody to crack on who the Giants take as a quarterback, I think that they'll be just fine with Daniel Jones. He could be like a little bastard Eli Manning brother. I mean, Christ, if you get a look at him next to Eli, you'd be brothers.
I would have to think that Eli's rooting for him, too, because Eli knows that he's coming, you know.
It's the end of the run. He wants to pass the torch on, and while the torch is still lit, it's a very proud organization. That's a proud fan base, too. They don't tolerate losing.
And the thing is, if Eli does a thing like that where he helps this guy and he does well, then people look at Eli and say, hey, he might not be a bad coach or even an analyst for that matter.
You're absolutely right.
But Eli has no personality whatsoever. But
he's a bit of a hayseed.
Yeah.
The third brother is the best.
But he could be a good coach. And if they thought, hey, he did really well with that quarterback.
I'm waiting for the first player ever on his retirement. And they say, what do you think about going to the booth? How about coaching? What are you, fucking crazy? I've been fucking listen to you jerk off since high school. I'm going to party. See ya. Next time you see my ass, it's going to be in my luxury box surrounded by bitches and bottles of champagne. Peace out.
Well, didn't Singletary pretty much go right into coaching right after he was gone?
Yeah, they all do. Name a coach who's not fired the next day he's on ESPN's desk. I think that's a lot of their agent getting their face still out there in the public. But I bet you... Guarantee you, Eli Manning's made over $200 million in his career. What coaching? What? That's like Jeter. What do you got to go to the Marlins for? You've been playing baseball, probably. He's been the go-to guy probably since Little League, through high school, through college, through the minors. Then he's a New York Yankee, maybe the greatest, most hits ever by a Yankee. Only Yankee to ever have 3,000 hits, Greg. And the year he retires, instead of sitting back, kicking your feet up, and saying, "God damn it, am I successful?" He goes down to Miami and just enters a horror and a no-win situation.
Right.
I don't understand it. Very bizarre, but...
So what do you think about the 6.5-point spread in this game?
I will tell you that I never, ever bet on the Buccaneers, pro or con. So I think the spread is, maybe based on the Giants' ineptness. But you made a great comment about rookie quarterbacks. Also, Bucks have some problems when it comes to high-end, heavy dosage of Shaquan Barkley. He's already got 227 yards and a touchdown for the Gents. He had a 47-yarder with 7 catches as well. So the linebackers will be called into play on Sunday as well. They got to get a complete performance especially that front four. Vita Vey, who's playing well, boy. Here's the guy, Greg. You and I were critical of him last season. This guy has caught up to the speed of the NFL. Maybe that's all it was. He just had to catch up to the speed and understand.
Well, he was injured, too.
He was injured. Very good point. He was injured. But by about week 9 or 10 last year, you see why the Bucs drafted this guy with their first-round pick. He just seemed like he bammed in a – just didn't even purposely – unintentionally chest-bumped Clam Newton right to the turf and didn't even offer a hand or nothing. So,
well, with Vita Vey and with Sue in that line, you can't tell me that they're causing destruction to help people like Barrett get to the quarterback.
And it helps. Will Golston, here's a guy that I've been very critical of, makes a lot of money. He's playing better. The entire defense is playing better. And it opens up, exactly like you said, it opens up a lane for a Shaq Barrett, who, I mean, a more impressive performance. You know, you can poo-poo all, and I've heard people saying, well, you know, it's against a Carolina team, against a left tackle is terrible. I don't care. 3 sacks in a row. He almost had the natural hat trick. 2 more in a row. He would have had 4, if not 5, if he hadn't jumped the line of scrimmage. You just don't see that. You don't see that ever in pro football. You see that. Well, that's a once-in-a-lifetime performance. Let's hope he continues it. Oh, by the way, he leads the NFL in sacks. There's no question about that. He's got 4 total after the hat trick and 1 on week 1. So we'll see how he does against the Giants. They can hang their hat on this, Greg. They've always had a humongous front line offensively and defensively. More importantly, offensive. They go pack, or should I say Big Tenon, when it comes to drafted linemen. But remember, how about Big John Deal, about 380? I mean, well, they got some mass up there on the line, buddy.
Well, if the Bucks, well, this is what I heard. They're going to focus on stopping Barkley. And once they focus on stopping Barkley, then they're going to go after this rookie quarterback.
They'll go after the rookie quarterback. And they'll also, don't forget about, this team, as well as they played, Greg Kittle had a very good day against the Buccaneers opening day. And Greg Olsen, last Thursday night, I said, here we go again. Because if it wasn't little Steven Smith, that little gnat beating us every week, God. It was Greg Olsen had about a 3 or 4 year stretch where he had career days against the Buccaneers. So they shut him down. But the Giants got a little guy named, Evan Engram, who, well, right now he's the best target on offense. He leads the team in catches with 22, 17 of those for 164 yards and 1 touchdown. So Engram, very athletic, very quick and speedy tight end. So they're not coming in here with a schleprock team, man. So it's going to be up to the Whiteheads.
Yeah, but it's going
to
be, can this kid find him, though? I mean, that's going to be the key.
Absolutely. Is he going to get time to find him? Is the defense going to get out? The defense is going to get some pressure on this quarterback. I'm telling you what, Greg, if the Bucs can get this game in under wraps, a convincing win, I should say, by halftime, well, how great is it going to be to just to be, even through the TV set, to feel that vibe at Ray J, a fan base that's basically, I mean, as Buccaneer fans, we're so starved for anything, give us a morsel of something. I mean, we take one little, we're turning the corner. This is an actual, this is a corner-turning game, I think, on Sunday. This is a game where we say, no, we're not the same old shitty Buccaneers. We got some talent on this team. All these bad draft picks you've heard about, yeah, we've had them. But we've had some good ones, and there they are. And we're here to play now. And how about when JPP gets back? How's that for a front three? I hear he's getting closer and closer, and he's coming back pissed. I already blew his other fingers off. Just as a sign of unison, he said, fuck it, I'm just going to go two clubbing. On that note, you know, Greg, we missed last week's trivia. So, and that's my fault. Crazy and Chaos is my middle name. It just ensues, follows me. Preseason, absolutely nothing happened, buddy. Could have done a 4-hour filibuster 7 nights a week. Regular season kicks off, roof caves in, had electrical problems here. I lost a leg. I blew my fingers off myself in a freak fireworks accident. So, but that was then. This is now. The Nickel Package Trivia, brought to you by this particular episode of the Aussie Podcast on Joe Bucks Fan. Salty Jim's Bar and Grill. Salty Jim's Island Bar and Grill, right here in sunny Sarasota. Weber, Beneva, right across the street from the studios here. Go over there and tell them you heard it on the Aussie Podcast on Joe Bucks Fan. I guarantee he gives you something. I'm not going to promise anything. Maybe I'm there. I'll buy you something. Say I know Ozzy and just put it on my tab if I have one over there. So, Nickel Package Trivia being Five questions. Buccaneer and that week's opponent's team based, which this would be the New York Giants. I'm trying to think. You must have had to do digging deep, buddy, because I can't really recall off the top of my head some obvious ones there.
Okay. Well, actually, I am digging deep because this is a little different than we've done it in the past.
That's what she said.
Come on, move it, lard ass.
Slow down. All right. If we get, I got to cue the band up, buddy.
Oh, cue the band up.
Jesus. The band's slow, too. They lost power on the drums. I don't know why they needed power for the drums, but apparently the cricket.
I heard we did do the.
Although they had that strike. You didn't hear about the local 369 trumpeters. Those are some heavy-duty crickets here.
We need some pesticide people in
here. I need to get something in here because crickets are huge. I looked at him. He shot me a bird, and I think he's carrying a gun. And they've been drinking, which is not a good combination, Greg. Without any further ado, whatever the hell that means, live on the Joe Bucks Fan Podcast, as live as you're going to get on a pre-recorded program. It's the one, the only, the world famous. They love him. He can't walk the streets of Medicine Hat, Ontario. I think that's in Saskatchewan. He's huge in Canada. He's huge in the Northern Territories. You know, we forgot to say hello to our friends up there, Box Score News. Daryl.
Yeah.
And George.
And his other brother, Daryl.
Daryl and George. Hey, Buck fans. You looking for a website for just unbelievable coverage on any sport under the God's green earth? They got it. BoxScoreNews.com. So check them out. They also huge fans of the Aussie Network. Everything that comes out of my pie hole website. So check it out. BoxScoreNews.com. All right. The one, the only. You know him. You love him. Oh, there is the band. Oh,
there we go.
My God. Wink Dickerson and the Aussie players over there. What's that? Yeah, you had to get a generator, huh? Well, times are tough. I got ill problems with that, Greg. All right, like I mentioned, nickel trivia. There'll be five questions regarding your Buccaneers coming into this Sunday's game against the New York football Giants. That doesn't get too old, does it? The freaking baseball Giants left in 59. Okay?
Yeah.
So they can drop the football Giants.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It's a Chris Berman.
They can drop that The Ohio State University.
That gets old, too. Am I not mistaken? Is Chris Berman and John Jackson back Sunday nights? Like they never left at all?
I don't know.
I don't either. I can't stand ESPN. It's unwatchable at times.
It really is.
Well, it's just, you know. At any rate. All right, Greg. Lay it on me this week's nickel package brought to you by Salty Jims.
It's a little different. We all know that on January 6, 2006, the Giants played at the Bucks in the wild card game.
Oh, that was the last?
And the Bucks lost. And that was the last Bucks wild card.
It was their last playoff game.
No, wait. I think they put. No, they played another one against. They played another one later. But,
well, it was the 2007, I thought it was the Jeff Garcia game.
Right.
They were leading, and then the second half kickoff, take it back to the house.
And the Giants went on to win the Super Bowl.
That's later. Right. You are correct, sir.
Okay. My question to you, Ozzie, you have to tell me an offensive player on either team besides Garcia and besides Eli Manning that played in that game. You have to give me five.
Oh, my God. From each team?
No, just from combined.
Five players who played in the 2007 playoff game.
On offense, in key offensive roles, like either wide receiver, tight end.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Without using quarterback?
No quarterbacks. No, right. No Garcia. No.
Let's go with, was it one Ernest Graham on the
2007? Ernest Graham is
there's
one.
One.
Let's put 5 seconds on the clock.
Is this the five? Is this this question the entire trivia?
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah, it's going to be five. You're going to pick five.
Oh, yeah, five nickel. I'm a quick one, Greg. Real quick. How about these salsa rhythmic stylings of a Cruz, the wide receiver?
No.
Cruz was on the Giants then.
No, he wasn't.
Now I'm throwing a flag on the play.
No, he wasn't.
He was not on that. What was his first name?
He wasn't on that.
Juan Cruz?
No, he wasn't on that Super Bowl team.
He had the most unfootball name ever. He sounded like an outfielder for the old Seattle Mariners. Wow, so I'm one for one, one for two.
No, you just have to name five, so
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Wide receiver Michael Clayton was in the game?
Yes, okay, that's
okay.
True.
Let's say, was that an Antonio Bryant around at that point? When did he come in? I think he came. He might come in the 2010 season.
No, he wasn't on there.
He wasn't on the 2007.
Don't look it up.
I'm not looking up anything.
All right.
I'm trying to find where Wink Dickerson and the Tonight Show, the Ozzy Show band, and went off to. Fucking asshole. Hey, Wankerson.
I think they're on strike.
Jesus. One set a night they get. He's giving me heat over there. All right, so I have Garcia. I have Ernest Graham.
You said Clayton, so you have...
Clayton, I got three. I got two more to go.
You've got two.
Oh.
So you need to... You have three more to go.
Oh, Garcia didn't count?
No, I told you the quarterbacks didn't count. What I am saying.
Don't get irate with the Joe Bucks fans because they will turn on you.
All right,
I spent a week in a rehab center because of things that, like, D. Buckman said. This guy sucks. Your mother sucks. Can you give me a hint? I'm drawing a blank. There wasn't the greatness that was Kellen Winslow Jr. They're masturbating.
Oh, no.
Boy, he could come up with some great nicknames now, couldn't he? I'm going to need a little help.
All right. Fantastic catch in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that'd be David Tyree against his
head.
This was the same season that the Giants then beat the 16-0 Patriots by said catch.
Okay.
That's going to drive me crazy what Cruz's first name was.
That's three.
That's three. This might just lead up to kickoff. This
wide receiver. The Giants had a wide receiver that was very good, very tall wide receiver.
Santonio Holmes.
No.
Who's the guy that shot himself?
He had a unusual first name.
Santonio.
No, it's not him.
He had an unusual first name? No wonder the band quit. I'm just going to have to... Can I pass? Oh, that would be the one, the only job at Jeremy Shockey.
No.
He played with a tight end for the Giants.
No.
He wasn't on that Super Bowl team.
No.
Oh, my God. When did he play then?
I don't know.
Is the game over? Who won the Bucks game on Sunday?
Okay, let me give you another.
I think you made him. I'm all moated up for 2019, and you want to throw me back, 12 years ago? That's a lot of time, man.
A playoff game.
Now, God damn it.
Yeah,
you're killing me with these retro questions, man. I gotta come in here and talk about the goddamn 2007 Giants, man. God damn it. And I swear to God, if it's Juan Cruz, that's somebody's ass. It's somebody's ass.
Okay, I'm gonna give.
I lost track. I think the game's over.
Okay.
As far as the Bucks game, well, that's go ahead.
All right. Ahmad Bradshaw was in that game.
Who would forget him?
Amani Toomer was in that game.
Okay.
Ike Hilliard was in that game.
Ike Hilliard, former Gator.
This is the one that I was trying to bait you on. Joey Galloway.
Yeah, the greatness is Joey Galloway. Arguably one of the greatest Buccaneer. You can make an argument. I mean, for a 10-year stretch, however long his stretch was in Tampa Bay, it might have been, not have been 10, but he put up a 7-8-year stretch where all he did was catch touchdowns.
And then Michael Pittman was in that game.
He's still around then, wasn't he? Well, it was the only. It was still a Gruden coach team.
Yeah, and then that had an interesting first name, Plaxico Burress.
Well, that's the name I was going for, Plaxico Burress, the guy that shot himself in the leg.
That's right, right. Oh yeah.
Why was I thinking Santonio Holmes?
I know.
He's the one that caught the touchdown in Tampa to win it for the Steelers.
Right.
I got three. What do I win?
Nothing.
Thanks. Wow.
For three? Three out of us.
It was a pathetic
people?
Performance. You know, I do a lot of prep for the 2019 Giants Buccaneers matchup.
Well, I thought, you know, you're a big Bucks fan. And
I am. I can't believe I didn't get Joe Galloway.
I thought you would just.
We called him Joe.
Well, you got Michael Clayton, and you got.
I mean, if you wanted to go lineman, I'll go right down that line. Jeff Fain, Kenyatta Walker. Who was the damn tight end who... There was a lot of Grudenisms
on
that team.
Anthony Beck.
Let me tell you something about Anthony Beck, man. The guy is a... He always had a... Every year Gruden had one guy he absolutely loved, didn't even make the team.
I thought you would get Ike Hilliard.
Not a big Gator fan. I'm not betting on him. I don't watch him. How do you like that? Get out of...
let's get out of
here. Did we get out of yesteryear?
I'm sorry. It might have been not the best question.
Jesus. I wanted something simple like name the star of the show. Of this name this theme song.
Oh, Rockford Files.
I mean, it's something that idiotically stupid. Best goddamn detective show ever. $200 plus expenses a day. It's pretty good money for back in 78. It was a hell of a show, I'll tell you. All right, enough Rockford Files trivia. Joe Buck Fan Nation doesn't need to hear that. They want to hear facts. They want football, baby. Quit talking about it. Who cares? We win Sunday, and you can say whatever the hell you want, and so will I. We can be pound our chest. And you know something, Greg? A little something I didn't mention with Drew Brees down now. Now that you still got the Falcons, with Cam Newton not looking so hot, you know, this is the NFC South that could be the Buccaneers for the taking.
And the Falcons didn't look stellar.
No, that's a team that's not in incline. I would say that's a team on the backside. Matt,
they have Cutter.
They have Dirk Cutter, who's, well, he's getting it done back at his offensive coordinator job. I still say he wakes up in the middle of the night every night shaking, going, "Oh, honey, I had this horrible dream. I was a coach at Tampa Bay. It was, God, we drafted this quarterback. I couldn't get a waiver. Just, all he did was throw picks. Dirk, go to sleep now. Everything's fine. You'll be at work in the morning."
all your gear has been given to Goodwill.
I heard that Goodwill, the Cutter gear, they have a Lovie Smith section. If you want to go back, they have a Lehman Bennett section, a whole Sam Weiss row, just tons of Sam Weiss gear. I'm thinking about going up there this weekend. You want to go up there with me? Check it out.
I heard
load up with some gear.
Some Raheem hats that are really great.
Oh, there is a Raheem section. It's kind of urban. It goes street. You know, it pisses me off, Greg, and we'll get to the prognostication, the prognostications on this week's ball game in a second. When I see the replays of the Freeman era or the Ra-Ra era more in particular, when they had the throwback game, and I know people, and I'm not going to sit here and talk argue uniform because I think it's just stupid. I understand the helmets situation. You have to wear the same helmet. You mean they can't paint the helmet and then repaint it one time a year so we can get our creamsicle uniforms? Because you see those that team and that creamsicle, and my God, I think it would put a jolt into the players themselves to say, this is badass. This is pretty cool.
I went to one of those games.
A throwback?
Yeah.
I had season tickets when they weren't a throwback. That was the uniform, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and the thing is, the irony, the thing that smacks of irony, the whole thing is, Greg, back, nobody liked those uniforms back then. They were laughed at. They were, if you walked around town in that orange stuff, you got, what are you, a clown? What is that thing? Is that a pirate? Is that a knife in his mouth? I mean, it looks, is that Errol Flynn? And now it's been gone for 20 years, and it's the coolest thing since sliced bread. And I, for one, love it because it's part of my past. Growing up in that old stadium, I'd love nothing more than to see Sue, Vay, Hargraves. Hell, I'd love to see Jameis. I'd love to see O.J. Howard. I'd love to see any of these new Buccaneer studs all decked from head to toe in creamsicle. I don't see why they can't get it done somehow, some way.
I think what you'll see, this is what they do. They will be wearing orange socks.
Well, that ain't going to get orange socks. The Ring of Honor that Ronde's going to go in at halftime. We'll get to the game in a second. Let's get to Ronde really quickly.
Why isn't he in the Hall of Fame now? He should be. Why wasn't he even considered last year?
Ridiculous.
I mean, it's incredible.
It is incredible. And one Fred Fernandez, Buccaneer beat writer for some 10-odd years, who scoffed at the fact, look, if you're based upon how you played against players of your generation, he should have been in the Hall of Fame first vote. If Rod Woodson's in, Ronnie Barber should be in. If a lot of guys are in, Ronnie Barber, I mean, the records speak for themselves. The touchdowns, the interceptions for touchdowns, the sacks, Greg. The sacks by a corner. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, at any rate, Ronnie goes into the Ring of Honor at halftime. That'll be a cool celebration. And it'll be even a better celebration when the Bucs get after this young quarterback. The defense starts to click a little bit at home. Maybe not, I don't know about you, Greg, but it's not quite as humid at night. The humidity at nighttime at least is breaking a little bit. So at the end of that game, cooler than a 1 o'clock scorcher. I look for the Bucs to roll, man. You're not going to win anything until the mindset changes up there. Why do the Patriots win every year? The mindset is, we don't lose here. We play up here on this level. And the Buccaneers' mindset and all losing franchises is, well, we're just that. We're Tampa. I mean, we play down here.
Right. Well,
it doesn't have to be. They had Dungy brought it up here. Gruden had it up here. Arians can bring it back up here.
Absolutely.
And a win Sunday is a huge step in the right direction. This isn't just an everyday 2-1 or 1-1. They come out of it 2-1 Sunday night. I don't mean to get dramatic, but to me, it's a corner-changing game as far as turning the corner for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'll stand by that, and I'll say the Bucs win it. They get it done. I think Jameis finds O.J. Howard a little bit. I think Mike Evans is going to be a big day. What a game by Godwin on last week. That's part of the reason Evans not getting the ball, because Godwin is such a stud as well. Look for a lot of the two-headed monster. Look for maybe Rojo to come get the ball a little more. They pretty much fed it to Peyton Barber the entire second half of that game. Rojo had one breakout for 12 yards. Two-headed monster, run the ball, ground and pound. Pound that rookie quarterback into the ground. 24-10, Buccaneers get out of there 2-1, and they're going nuts as we await a L.A. Rams matchup the next Sunday.
Yeah, and...
How about Mark? Almost said Mark Domick. How about Jason Light? But this guy, he might take a ton of heat. He just got a new contract. He was right there in that locker room in Carolina, and Arians was about to walk off. See what he did? He goes, "Hang on. How about a game ball for the coach right here?" The team went nuts. I'm telling you, there's some brewing up there. There's something brewing in Tampa Bay. So look for the pregame. Rock it out in the parking lot, man. It's Bluetooth generation. You might even see me up there. You might even see Gopher and I up there,
absolutely.
Just roaming around. He'll be dressed in a full head-to-toe gopher suit.
No.
Yeah.
I'll be wearing Bucks gear.
Well, let me tell you something, pal. If they come back, well, they're coming back regardless. When they come back on the 11th, you better bet your ass I'll be up there somewhere. If not, just walking around with a microphone and a PA speaker strapped to my back. But they got it done. They outplayed. They didn't fall for that stupid wildcat. The defense came up. They put Cam Newton. They knocked him out for a loop. He says, "Fellas, it wasn't pretty, but it's a win, and we'll take them, and let's start stacking them up." And mark my words, stack them up, baby. We'll stack up another win. Might not be pretty. It's going to be hot. It's going to be sweaty. A couple of ugly teams. But hey, we're uglier than they are. I'll close the show with a word about our sponsor for your Gopher Gear trivia, and just an all-around friend of the show. Salty Jims, right here in Sarasota, Weber and Beneva. Listen to this game plan they have over there. Now featuring 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 2:30. Breakfast of the champions, my friend. 7 days a week, 7 to 2:30.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Full breakfast menu. Say you're having a big meeting some morning. You just want to knock that edge off. Stop over there at Salty Jim's. Maybe have a short stack, couple eggs. Now maybe you knock back a Bloody Mary or three. You cruise your way to that big sale. Go home. The kids love you. Dog won't piss on your leg at night. Say you're, you know, behind on the rent mortgage or something. You're driving around in a dead panic. Don't panic. Stop at Salty Jim's. Have a couple of beers. Go to your bank. Work something out. Be a man about it. I'll tell you what. I'm going to go there Monday morning and have a 7 o'clock shooter, a Boilermaker shot in a beer after our Bucks get a big win over the Giants.
I can't see you at... anywhere at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you're right. I'll just stay up the whole night before. I'll just party rage through the night. All right, thanks for raging with us. Go for Greg. Thanks, man. It was fun, dude.
Oh, no problem.
And you might just see us up at the parking lot of Ray J on Sunday. Man, we need this win, Buccaneer Nation. Let's rally. Crank this thing up. Tell a friend. Like it. Share it. Bluetooth it. Download it. Do whatever you want with it. Just listen to it. For Go for Greg, I'm Ozzy the Sports Junkie. Check me out, OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. If you like the Go for Greg and Ozzy experience, well, we put a few together weekly. So check it out. The website is distributed on many a platform and many more as we're speaking. For Go for Greg, I'm Ozzy the Sports Junkie. Thanks again to Joe Bucks Fan, your source for Buccaneer. Don't go anywhere else. Go to the source, JoeBucksFan.com.
There's no try. There is only do.
What are you, Yoda?
You're listening to the Sports Junkie Radio Network.